Hi everyone, I'm Hart, and today we're diving deep into Melissa Reeves' concept of unlearning in the age of AI with my co-host Lily. She argues that companies have only about 18 months to adapt or face obsolescence, which is terrifyingly fast compared to the decade we used to have for digital shifts.
Hi Hart, I'm Lily, and you're absolutely right that the timeline is the most alarming part of Reeves' argument. It's not just about buying new software, but fundamentally rewiring how we learn and make decisions. The core shift is from digital transformation, which just digitized old processes, to AI-native operations that introduce cognitive automation and continuous learning.
That sounds like a huge stretch, Lily, but let's unpack the 18-month deadline. Is that a hard biological limit for human cognition, or is it really just about competitive pressure in a specific sector?
It's definitely about competitive pressure and the speed of experimentation rather than a biological limit, Hart. Reeve points out that fast competitors can shrink decision cycles from weeks to hours, meaning slow organizations get outpaced before they even finish their initial planning phases.
Okay, but if the speed is the problem, why does Reeve say committee-driven operating models become unworkable? Can't we just speed up the meetings and decision-making without changing the structure?
No, you can't just speed up a broken system because the AI changes the nature of the work itself, Hart. When AI handles routine decisions, the human role shifts to strategy and ethics, making the old rigid silos and hierarchical approvals a bottleneck rather than a safety net.
That brings up a tricky point about roles. Reeve mentions that deep specialization becomes less valuable than AI-augmented generalists, which seems to contradict how most of us built our careers. How does someone unlearn years of deep expertise in a single field?
It's a profound shift from being a specialist to becoming a fluid problem solver, Hart. You stop relying on just your own narrow knowledge base and instead use AI to instantly access broader contexts, allowing you to collaborate across boundaries without needing to be the expert in every single area.
That sounds great in theory, but what about the human element? Reeve talks a lot about fear and mistrust. If we're telling people their specialized skills are less valuable, won't they just dig in their heels?
Exactly, Hart, and that's why she emphasizes a social contract built on psychological safety and transparency. If leaders ignore the fear of job displacement, employees will engage in passive resistance or politics, which kills the very agility AI requires to function effectively.
So the solution is to build trust before rolling out the tools. But what happens if the company just hands out the AI tools without that social contract?
That creates what Reeve calls random acts of AI, which are just expensive toys that don't solve real business problems. Without a strategy or an AI North Star, you end up with a chaotic mix of experiments that don't align with the organization's actual needs.
Let's talk about that North Star concept. How do you actually define a strategy when the technology is evolving this fast? Isn't that like trying to aim a moving target?
It's less about a rigid long-term plan and more about aligning around real business problems that need solving right now, Hart. The strategy is about understanding what AI can and cannot do, so you focus on value streams rather than trying to automate everything blindly.
That distinction between what AI can do and what it can't do seems crucial. Where exactly is the line drawn between cognitive automation and human judgment?
The line is drawn where the cost of error becomes too high for an algorithm to handle alone, or where ethical nuances are required, Hart. In stage 4 of the model, AI handles the routine predictions and decisions, freeing humans to focus on the exceptions and the moral implications.
I'm struggling with the idea of continuous learning versus the sprints we're used to in Agile. You can't really have continuous learning without burnout, can you?
That's a valid concern, Hart. But Reeve argues that the nature of learning changes. It's not about sprint cycles, but about constant adaptation and feedback loops. In an AI-native organization, the feedback is immediate, so learning happens in real time rather than waiting for a quarterly review.
So, does this mean job descriptions are becoming obsolete? If roles are fluid and organized around value streams, how do we even measure performance or assign accountability?
Performance shifts from measuring individual output to measuring value contribution and collaboration across boundaries, Hart. Accountability becomes shared because the work is organized around solving problems rather than filling specific, rigid job slots.
This feels like a total restructuring of the corporate hierarchy. You mentioned stage 4 is about becoming AI native, but what happens at stage 5? Is that the end game?
Stage 5 is the rare emergence of fully integrated intelligent enterprises like Ping and or Siemens, HART. In these organizations, AI isn't just a tool. It's the operating system that connects the entire value chain, creating a seamless flow of intelligence and decision-making.
That sounds almost utopian, but are there any edge cases where this model fails? What if the AI itself makes a systematic error that propagates through the entire value chain?
That's the critical risk, HART, which is why the human focus on ethics and exceptions is so vital in stage 4 and 5. The organization is designed to detect and correct these errors quickly, relying on the AI-augmented generalists to intervene before the error cascades.
So the human element is the safety valve. It seems like the entire model relies on humans being able to pivot instantly, which is a lot to ask for.
It is a lot to ask for, HART, which is why the unlearning process is so painful but necessary. You have to let go of the comfort of stability and embrace a state of constant flux where your ability to learn is your most valuable asset.
Before we wrap up, I want to make sure I understand the timeline again. If a company waits another year, is it really too late for them to ever catch up?
Reeve suggests that the window for a successful transition is closing fast, HART, because the gap in speed and adaptability will become insurmountable for laggards. Those who wait risk becoming obsolete not because they lack resources, but because their operating model is fundamentally incompatible with the AI era.
Thanks, Lily, for unpacking that urgent timeline and the deep structural changes required. It seems clear that the time for hesitation is over.